We're asking how bad you were in a crisis.
That's right. After my best mate's boyfriend, Paul, who lives in Melbourne, but I text him. I went, hey, I'm telling the Twister story. And he just messaged me, goes, thanks for using real names. I was like, I'm trying to convince them to move to Newcastle. And I was like, much sure I've got to get a rental now. That's not going to look good on your application.
Well, you've gone this far. What's his last name?
Yeah, mate, as well just get on.
Buongiorno, Paolo. Oh, we love Paul. But no, in a crisis approved, maybe not the best. We witnessed a car accident. Everyone was okay, thankfully. It looked really bad. And Paul, honest to God, I've never seen someone move this quick. He jumped out of our car.
Which is a good start. Great
which
start.
Is amazing. Because I was like, oh, look at this legend. Mel crawled out from that car because he couldn't get a door open. Anyway, the girl was fine who was hit. But Paul offered her his half-eaten KFC Twister combo as she was sitting on the side of the road waiting for a tow. And very, very
funny. You've
got
to give what you got, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah,
like, if I was in that situation, I would also burst out of the car, sprint up and go, my wife's a doctor. She's on her way. Georgette, fix
I'm
her.
On radio, though. Can I talk about this on Monday? Glenn in Cooks Hill on 131060. What happened? How bad were you in a crisis?
I was leaving Thredbo for the season and driving to WA, and I got about 400k south of Thredbo through the mountains and realised I needed petrol and discovered that I'd left my wallet in Thredbo.
Oh, God.
And so I turned, because I was moving and just the anxiety of it all, I turned into a blubbering idiot. I rang half of Thredbo trying to find my wallet. I rang my mum in Queensland thinking she could somehow do something. My dad in Coffs Harbour, just a mess for about half an hour. And I ended up walking around to the back of my car. And my wallet, I'd put on the roof, and it had slid down, and like Pac-Man had bitten the back of my boot, and was just stuck on the back windscreen of my boot.
How lucky are you?
And then I then had to make 74 phone calls explaining how much of an idiot I was.
I love it, Lauren's in Cessnock. Good morning, Loz.
Morning. How you going?
Good, thanks. How bad were you in a crisis?
We went out to dinner just at our local club, my husband and I and our three kids, and they were at the kids' table, we were at the adult table, and next thing our youngest just starts screaming. We look over and he's gotten his head all the way back to the butt part of the chair stuck, his legs are hanging out the back of the chair, and I've immediately raced over trying to push the butt cushion down to pull him back through the back of the chair, and after a few minutes my husband just walks over and pulls him out forwards through the chair, head first.
You're dislocating shoulders. Like, we just do this, we can get him out that way.
Oh, Candace in Mayfield. When were you terrible in a crisis?
Morning, guys. Morning. So I'm originally from South Africa, and before I came over, I was hijacked at gunpoint, which is pretty normal. It sounds really bad. I promise you, like, everything's all right. But literally, while it was happening, I asked him if I could use my cell phone to make a call. So,
can I just quickly call the police? You hold on 2 seconds. Who would you want to call?
In a crisis, and I'm just like, oh, can I just use my cell phone to make a call? And they obviously said no.
And then said, hand over the phone. Oh, my God.
Good on you for trying, though, Candace.
Absolutely.
You guys seem like reasonable gentlemen. Can I borrow your cell?